Hey everyone, it's Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another dose of Economic Chill. Today, we're diving into something a little different, but trust me, this is crucial, especially in these crazy job market times. We're talking about self-care, yeah, that thing you keep hearing about but maybe haven't fully embraced. Ever felt like your energy is on fumes, like you're just pushing through the motions day after day? You know that feeling when you're chasing deadlines and applications, sending out resumes into the void, hoping for a response. It's tough, man, I get it. But here's the thing, neglecting self-care isn't some luxurious indulgence, it's an essential ingredient for career success. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put cheap gas in a high-performance car and expect it to run smoothly, right? So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you level up your self-care game and actually see those career goals come to life. First off, recognize that rest is not a weakness, it's a superpower. Seriously, folks, when was the last time you truly unplugged, gave your brain a break, and allowed yourself to recharge? We live in a 24/7 world where notifications are constantly buzzing and the pressure to be on never seems to end. But here's the kicker. Chronic stress can actually sabotage your performance. It messes with your focus, creativity, and decision-making, the very things you need to excel in your career. So, schedule time for rest just like you would any other important meeting or appointment. Next up, fuel your body right. Think of your body as a high-performance machine. It needs the best fuel to run at its peak. Processed foods, sugary drinks, and late-night junk food? They're like putting cheap oil in that engine, folks. Instead, prioritize whole foods, fruits, vegetables, lean protein, the good stuff that gives your body the energy and nutrients it needs to power through your day. And don't forget about hydration. Seriously, keep a water bottle handy and make sure you're sipping throughout the day. It helps with everything from focus to digestion to feeling energized. Number 3, move your body. Exercise isn't just about looking good, it's about feeling good, both physically and mentally. Even a quick 20-minute walk can do wonders for your mood, stress levels, and overall well-being. Find something you enjoy, whether it's dancing, swimming, hiking, or just taking the stairs instead of the elevator. Fourth up, connect with others. Humans are social creatures, wired to thrive in connection. Strong relationships provide support, motivation, and a sense of belonging, all vital ingredients for navigating those tough job market challenges. Make time for friends, family, and even colleagues. Grab coffee, have lunch together, or just shoot a quick text to say hello. And finally, number 5, prioritize your passions. This one is crucial for long-term happiness and fulfillment. What activities light you up? What makes you lose track of time? Make space in your week for those things. Even if it's just 30 minutes a day. It could be reading, writing, painting, playing music, or anything that brings you joy. Let me tell you a story about Sarah. Sarah was on a constant job hunt, feeling burnt out and uninspired. She was sending out countless applications, attending networking events, but it felt like she was stuck in a rut. Then, she realized she had neglected her passion for photography. So, she started taking evening classes, joining photography groups, and even selling some of her work online. Not only did this reignite her creativity and joy, but it also led to unexpected opportunities. She landed a freelance gig with a local magazine, thanks to her online portfolio. See? Self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, it's about investing in yourself holistically. So, what are you waiting for? Start prioritizing your well-being. It's an investment that pays dividends in every area of your life, including your career. Take a break today, fuel your body with goodness, move your body, connect with loved ones, and make time for something you truly enjoy. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might need a little self-care inspiration. Let's keep the conversation going on social media using hashtag EconomicChill. Until next time, stay chill and keep crushing it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.